Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Mariah Johnson, Senior Director of Beef Sustainability Research for NCBA. We're back with Mariah in just a moment.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Dr. Mariah Johnson is the Senior Director for Environmental Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. At the recent Winter Reboot Conference, Dr. Johnson talked about some of the sustainability research going on behalf of the cattle industry, looking at environmental, social, and economic sustainability. One research project that Mariah talked about looked at the sustainability of grazing in the Great Plains.
Additionally, there's another project that's just been funded out of Kansas State University in which they're assessing the human benefits of grazing those rangelands in the Great Plains. And so, again, showing the benefits that cattle are bringing beyond the beef on these private lands in our Great Plains. And so showing that beef is good and it is positive for people and for our planet and certainly profit as well. So continuing in that theme just a little, This is a headline we've seen many times in the news, is this thought about removing cattle from grazing lands. And why do we need cattle on the grazing lands? And for many of the folks who are not engaged in agriculture, they don't inherently understand that. So how can we help them understand that cattle do more than just take up space, right? Because when they see headlines and stats like these, that cattle are the single major occupant of all of the land in the U.S., I think they have questions about, well, how much land should cattle use? And is that right? And so they just think of cattle as being a user and not really bringing all of those benefits and all of these positive attributes that we get from having cattle on the land. And that's what this research is really working towards.
And Dr. Johnson says that when cattle are grazing on the land, that helps mitigate the potential for wildfire.
As one small example, that would be using cattle as a tool and using them as a tool to graze and reduce that fuel load, which helps us to reduce our wildfire risk. And so in using cattle as that tool, we're doing many things. We're helping to protect the ecosystem. We're helping to protect that soil health, because when those wildfires burn at very hot temperatures, they're killing those beneficial microorganisms in the soil. We're also protecting wildlife and their habitat, and certainly public safety and keeping our firefighters and frontline workers out of the way, because there's not a wildfire. We're protecting that community infrastructure and saving taxpayer dollars all at the same time. And those are things that you as producers are already doing every single day. And that's in addition to providing that beef that's at the center of the plate. But we really don't get the credit for it, and we don't talk about that enough. So yes, we provide that nutrient-rich source of high-quality protein, but we provide so much more than just that. And so I think that's why there are so many things, positive things, to talk about in beef sustainability. So to that end, we have a couple of projects that are ongoing, both out of the University of Wyoming, focusing on that targeted grazing. And so one specifically on that economic side of targeted grazing and how much that's saving, as we just talked about on that previous slide, in infrastructure and taxpayer dollars and keeping people out of harm's way. But then another project focusing more on that federal land side. So making sure we have research on the federal land side as well as on our private land side. So we, again, are hoping to capture that holistic nature. And so looking at those economic impacts of removing cattle from grazing, those federal grazing lands, and how that would be detrimental, because we know this is a really symbiotic relationship, you know, but from the scientific standpoint, being able to represent that and to show that it would certainly impact economic sustainability of many of you as producers to not have access to those federal grazing lands, but also that the federal government is likely going to have to spend a lot more to mechanically manage these lands if we don't keep cattle out on them.
Talking beef sustainability, Dr. Mariah Johnson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 25th on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,500 head will be offered, 8,500 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, over 12,000 weaned calves. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.